AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in the House.
The yeas are 229. The nays are 202.
The vote was to hold longtime Donald Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney is on the committee. She pointed out Bannon said in a podcast the day before the riot, all hell will break loose.
There is no doubt that Mr. Bannon knows far more than what he said on the video. There is no doubt that all hell did break loose. Just ask the scores of brave police officers who were injured that day protecting all of us. The American people deserve to hear his testimony.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says Democrats are playing politics.
We're not here because of democracy. Save me the alligator tears on that. These are the folks who assaulted our democracy for 2 years under the specter of the Russia hoax. And it's sure not about violence, because they didn't seem to give a damn when our country was being engulfed in flames during the riots in the summer of 2020.
It will now be up to federal prosecutors to decide whether to present Bannon's case to a grand jury for possible criminal charges. The new Secretary of State in Texas is John Scott, an attorney who briefly joined former President Trump's legal team last year as it challenged the 2020 election results. The leader of a group in Haiti that kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group says he will kill them if his demands aren't met. Wilson Joseph wants $17 million. Weston Showalter is with the Ohio-based group Christian Aid Ministries.
God has given our loved ones the unique opportunity to live out our Lord's command to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you.
A memorial service for Colin Powell will be held November 5th at Washington National Cathedral. The Dow finished down 6 points. This is AP News. An Australian outback town is offering potential new residents free land. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
The rural town of Quilpie made the offer in the hope of attracting new families to the area. The town's chief executive, Justin Hancock, said the response exceeded expectations.
We've received, well over probably 250 inquiries now. We're still getting about 10 to 15 inquiries a day.
Hancock came up with the idea of a grant to overcome a housing shortage. The grant is equivalent to the price of a quarter acre of land. All you would need to do is buy a block of land, build a house, and live in it for 6 months. Inquiries came as far away as Britain, India, Hong Kong, and New Zealand. But home buyers need to be Australian citizens or permanent residents to qualify for the grant. Property prices have soared across Australia throughout the pandemic as city residents searched throughout lockdown for more spacious homes in smaller towns. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.